noticing the edges are kind of rough.
Yes, ma'am. You can see where they break off. The roads are so narrow because they were originally gravel roads and they were really just built for passenger cars.
I'm traveling down the county roads in DeWitt County with Commissioner Curtis Offlerbach. Just a couple of years ago, the heaviest vehicle the roads had to support was a one-ton pickup hauling a trailer full of cattle. Then fracking in the Eagle Ford Shale intensified.
Well, they're bringing in the limestone, so you have the gravel trucks. And then, of course, then you have your big rigs that actually move your drilling rig in. Then you have the trucks that service the rig, haul all the pipe.
While Eagle Ford production has been great for the economy, it's been devastating to the roads. Big rigs fly down narrow two-lane country roads, chunks of asphalt crumble off, leaving an obstacle course of deep craters. The edges of many of the roads are so shredded, the sharp-edged pavement can unexpectedly drop off half a foot. The state anticipates the annual cost for maintenance for roads in oil and gas fracking counties at $2 billion a year. And that's each year for the next two decades. And the roads are dangerous. According to LaSalle County Judge Joel Rodriguez, 60% of fatalities in 2013 on the state's farm-to-market roads came out of the seven most active fracking counties. Harlan Fuchs is the assistant chief of the West Off Volunteer Fire Department.
Especially out here on that Cheapside Road, it's murder. You're taking your life in your own hands.
When Fuchs responds to fires, he either drives down the center of the road or, if there's enough right-of-way, alongside.
You just bounce all over the road. Like I say, you try to go down the bar ditch. Hopefully, you know, it's a whole lot smoother down the middle of the bar ditch than it is on some of these roads.
In the last legislative session, Carlos Uresti, the Democratic senator for many of the fracking counties, carried a bill that provided $225 million for counties for road repair.
For the first time that anyone can remember in decades, where the state funded the county roads. That's always been a county function. County, you're on your own. But again, given all the activity going on in the Eagle Ford, I was able to get my colleagues to agree to pass this bill.
But Uresti says still more is needed.
Now, it only provided $225 million. But again, it was a great first step because it had never been done. And two, the counties just gobbled it up. But it's just a drop in the bucket. We're going to need more funding to keep these roads from falling apart.
DeWitt County Judge Darrell Fowler agrees. There are a lot of people trying to solve this problem. Some oil and gas companies have helped pay for the roads. Fowler joined with some of the counties to hire a lobbyist to press for more money. And he has another strategy, a bill that gives counties the mineral rights under county roads. He says it's oil money that now goes to the state.
With nothing coming back to the county of origin. And if we were any other property owner, we would by rights have the right to lease those minerals for oil and gas production.
Fowler is working with Houston Representative Garnet Coleman, whose urban colleagues represent 80% of the vote in the Texas House. Fowler also has the support of Senator Uresti, who will try to convince fellow lawmakers who don't represent Eagle Ford counties that fixing their roads helps the lucrative oil and gas industry and helps the people who live there.
And they don't care what they're doing, how much they're tearing up. And I'm scared to get on the roads around here.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.